Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Today, to commemorate the third day of the Festival of Light, we are back in Mizell Allen's kitchen to make perhaps the most beloved Hanukkah dish, potato latkes with tofu sour cream. Zell is the co-founder of one of the pioneering websites for vegetarian resources, Vegetarians in Paradise. She is also an exquisite chef and the author of the Nut Gourmet Cookbook. Zell is joined in by Ms. Diana Friedberg, the acclaimed South African filmmaker, known as the first woman in her country to direct a feature film. She has contributed works for the History Channel, A&E, The Dog Whisperer with Caesar Millan, The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, among many others.
Welcome back. We're going to be finishing up our Hanukkah meal with the revered potato latkes. It's the one dish that everybody looks forward to and they talk about all year. Oh, those potato latkes. Oh, those wonderful potato latkes. So we're going to start with the sour cream because you can't have potato latkes without sour cream. We're going to use extra firm silken tofu.
We are going to need a quarter cup of lemon juice.
Quarter of a cup of lemon juice. Alrighty.
And then we're going to have a quarter of a teaspoon of salt.
And we always level it off.
We're going to have a half a teaspoon of rice vinegar.
Now this is not seasoned rice vinegar. It's just plain rice vinegar.
Okay.
And I like it because it gives that a nice little edge. Now this has both lemon juice and vinegar, so it's got two kinds of acids, but they balance each other flavor-wise to come together with such a nice flavor. And it creates what other people have said is, gee, this is really like sour cream. It's amazing.
Wow.
So this is our tofu sour cream.
Looks fabulous.
Very, very creamy. And it will firm up if you put it in the refrigerator.
I am going to put my spoon in.
Oh, she's got to taste it.
I got to taste it.
All right. Does it pass?
That is delicious.
All right.
And it's got a tart.
Put a little dollop of that on a potato
it's
pancake.
It's delicious. I love it. That is superb. I know it simulates a sour cream, but it's got a flavor and a texture and just something very delicious and light, all of its own.
I'm going to put this aside.
Okay.
And we're going to make room for the
latkes.
Some people like them really mushed up. We like them shredded, coarsely shredded.
I do too.
We have this wonderful little device. What we're going to do with the potatoes, we're going to cut them down the center, put them into smaller little segments. And then we're going to put them into the little machine. All right, this gets a little noisy. Okay, well, we've shredded our potatoes.
That's amazing.
So now, what we're going to add to our potato latkes?
You're going to have a quarter cup of matzah meal.
Okay.
And matzah is a traditional bread that the Jews eat at the festival of Passover, and it represents the bread that the Jews had to make when they were allowed to leave Egypt. And they were in a great hurry to leave when Moses got permission from the Pharaoh for them to leave. And they made their breads, unleavened bread, very quickly. And matzahs are unleavened bread, and this is a meal ground up from the matzahs. And it's very good for binding foods and very good
in
cooking.
So we use it all during the year for Jewish dishes because it's the perfect thing. It's like a flour. And now potatoes tend to weep once you've shredded them. And so it kind of keeps the mixture from getting too watery.
Right. We're going to add some salt, 1.5 teaspoons of salt.
1.5 teaspoons, okay. That's to make it taste really good.
Yeah, and then we're going to have some onion powder, too.
How much onion powder?
1 teaspoon.
Okay, 1 teaspoon of onion powder.
And 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper.
Yeah, we're going to do just freshly ground pepper.
Yes, we need now 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder.
Okay.
And that.
Okay, now we're going to get very traditional and use a shredder by hand for our sweet onion. I think we will consider this done.
Done.
Yes.
Tight So that's the mixture for the latke.
That is. Do you want to mix that up now?
Absolutely.
We're going to use every little bit of that
onion.
Tearful onion.
There we go. Turning and turning and turning. Getting it to be a good mixture.
Mm-hmm.
I also, what I do is I add a little bit of ginger, a pinch of ginger from my mother's traditional cooking.
Mm-hmm.
She always used to throw like a pinch of ginger in the mini things.
That sounds delicious.
And
let me go get some ginger.
Fresh ginger or just the powdered ginger, whatever you've got.
Back to
a taste of ginger.
Uh-huh. Would you say like half a teaspoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, ginger adds such a nice little zest.
It does add a little zest, and I think it's kind of traditional in a lot of things. And my mother was a very good traditional Jewish cook.
Now, I think we're ready to get some oil.
Okay.
And we're going to start frying our latkes right in the pan. And we cover the bottom of the pan with a good amount of oil. Going to heat our oil to about 350 degrees.
And I'm going to make my little cinnamon and sugar mix.
Oh, good.
To put on the latkes, because that's something different.
Okay, sounds wonderful. This is organic sugar, and this has not been processed over animal bone chars. It is vegan. Absolutely. The difference is that it hasn't had that last process to turn it white. So you'll notice that it's a little off-white, but it's the same sugar, and it uses it the very same way. There's nothing different about it except it's not white.
So I've just taken some cinnamon, regular cinnamon, and mix it in with the sugar, and just mix it in like that.
There, that's the sound we want.
And then what we do is we just spoon it in over the latke when it's done. That's what we used to love. And it makes a great topping for anything. So that's it. Now I've done my special little contribution here.
All right, well, look forward to tasting that.
Yeah, I think you're going to be surprised. It's totally different to the sour cream taste.
Yes, and we're going to keep these going until they begin to get a little brown on the edges. Then we turn them over, fry them on the other side.
So the tradition of Hanukkah and why latkes, potato latkes, have become such a traditional dish for this particular festival of the Jewish calendar is because it's made in oil. And the story of Hanukkah is that the great Second Temple of Jerusalem, everything that was inside the temple was destroyed, including the oil. And the oil was important because at that time they always kept a little lamp burning for, like in many of the traditional religions,
the eternal light. Yes.
And so it was very important to always keep a little flame in the Holy of Holies to remind one of the eternal, the one God, the omnipresent, however one it wants to interpret, the eternal light. And anyway, when they went back into the temple, they found one little jar full of oil. That was enough to burn for one day. So they took the little jar of oil and they set it alight. And the miracle of miracles was that this light burned for 8 days until they were able to make more olive oil again from the olive.
It kept going and going.
Yes. And everyone was going, oh, this is miraculous. This is a miracle. This is the word of God. This is something very special. And everybody was very happy. So it was a very happy celebration.
And we call it the Festival of Lights.
Lights.
And the Miracle of Lights.
The Miracle of Lights. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do the candles on the table. And we light one every day for each day that the candle burns. First night we light one candle. The second night we light the first and second candle until we've lit all 8 candles in this candelabra, which is called a menorah. So this became a symbol of hope and optimism and happiness. And it's a celebratory sort of festival.
It's a festival.
Very happy occasion.
Yes.
So, and that's why frying foods in oil became a traditional food.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, that looks wonderful.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a great job frying you've done with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oops.
It looks perfect.
All right. Now we're going to do our second batch. Some people may not want to fry their latkes in oil.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do...
Because of health reasons today.
Right. We're going to bake some of them.
Oh, that's an idea.
I think I preheated the oven to 425 for our baked version. So they won't be quite as crisp. There is a little difference. not quite as crisp, and the flavor of cooking something in oil is superb.
Yes.
This will still be very lovely with the sour cream, and another traditional thing we do, in addition to sour cream, is applesauce.
Right,
yes,
right.
That's an old tradition.
That's the sweet one. You see, that's where I had the cinnamon and sugar,
mm-hmm.
and you do the applesauce.
Tell you what, you want to tuck that into the oven.
Sure.
And turn the timer to 20 minutes. We'll see
Fine.
If that'll do the trick. And I think we're ready to turn these over. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Beautiful color. Beautiful color. Oh, and they do smell good. Well, this kind of wraps up our recipes. It's kind of nice sharing our traditions
Absolutely.
And recipes with you. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to set the table, and we're going to sit down, and we're going to eat all this good stuff.
And enjoy it. We'll make our own Hanukkah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Excellent. Well, we hope you've enjoyed everything and you've learned a little bit about some of our Jewish traditions.
It's been a pleasure.
And it's been our pleasure. Thank you.
This is the shamash, and we're going to use the shamash to light the candles. On the first night of Hanukkah, we only have one candle. Each succeeding night, we add a candle. We go from right to left. So what I'm going to do now is light the first candle. And then put the shamash back in the center of the menorah where it goes. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Hanukkah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, she'asa nitim lavoteinu b'yomim hachem bazman hazeh.
Amen.
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 So in the middle of the table we have little chocolate coins wrapped up in gold foil. It's called Hanukkah gelt. It is a symbol of giving the child an awareness of charity, of tzedakah in Hebrew. When you give a child a coin or two coins, the idea is that the child always should go out and share one of these with its poorer neighbor. Be that person Jewish or non-Jewish, that's completely irrelevant, but you share what you have. It's just a lovely tradition. A festival like this has its roots, its origins, way, way back in time. This is almost 2,000 years old, this little tradition that we're celebrating here tonight. And as one thinks back on this deep time that all of this tradition comes from, you know, we start to think about the world in which we live, the environment that supports us, and our relationship to the world, the planet as a whole, each other, other beings, other creatures. And of course, that makes one start to question what we eat. And that's why this meal tonight is entirely vegan, because it does give one a responsibility that the way things have been done for so long is no longer sustainable, is no longer moral. And Zell and Ruben are great leaders in the field of vegan cooking. And it's a great pleasure to be able to enjoy this meal in their home. Because veganism has to be the diet of tomorrow. It has to be the diet that the planet changes to. And tonight, for me, like so many festivals that I celebrate, I always bring this new dimension to it. It's really a time to start thinking about tomorrow. And this, for me, symbolizes it. And it's wonderful to celebrate it with these wonderful friends of ours and to look forward to the years to come and to be able to do it in a vegan, cruelty-free, healthy way. Shall we eat?
Pass the latkes.
I'm going to help myself to this because this is the latke as I know it.
Mm. Fried.
Yeah, fried, of course.
Sour cream coming. The stuffed cabbage is sensational.
The stuffed cabbage and the potato latkes.
Well, we've enjoyed sharing our Hanukkah meal, our Hanukkah recipes, and our Hanukkah traditions with you. We hope you've enjoyed it too.
Please do stay for the next program between Master and Disciples. And we'd like to wish you all a very fulfilling and happy Hanukkah the world over.
Visit www.vegparadise.com to learn more about Zell Allen and her fantastic vegan recipes and trends in vegetarianism and dining.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.